USA Radio News.
Reaction is coming in from all over the world as President Donald Trump announced earlier today that the United States would withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. Take a listen to Benjamin Netanyahu share his thoughts.
President Trump did an historic move, and this is why Israel thanks President Trump for his courageous leadership, his commitment to confront the terrorist regime in Tehran, and his commitment to ensure that Iran never gets nuclear weapons. Not today, not in a decade, not ever.
GOP leaders think Gina Haspel will be confirmed as a CIA director with the help of at least 8 Democrats, that's according to Politico. Haspel, the first woman to be tapped to head the agency, will appear before a Senate Intelligence Committee tomorrow. If the committee advances her nomination, she will then need 50 votes to secure a confirmation from the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Walmart's announced a new policy when it comes to filling opioid prescriptions. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
In the face of a deadly national opioid abuse epidemic, the world's largest retailer says within the next 60 days, it's going to start limiting new opioid prescriptions to 7 days and dosages to 50 morphine milligram equivalents per day, also requiring that prescriptions be filled out electronically to prevent fraud. The changes in line with recommendations from the federal CDC trying to curb deaths from opioid overdoses. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A light earthquake was felt widely in Southern California before dawn today, but there were no reports of any damage. The magnitude 4.5 tremor occurred at 4:49 a.m. local time beneath the rugged San Bernardino Mountain Inland Range, which is 100 miles east of Los Angeles and about 100 miles north of San Diego. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Donald Trump is sending a plan to Congress that calls for the stripping of more than $15 billion in previously approved spending. Now the hope is this will temper some conservative angst over the ballooning budget deficits. One of the other things that has a lot of Republicans scratching their heads is why there's not been money allocated in the budget for the wall. Well, Mick Mulvaney is the Director of Office and Management Budget. He joined Fox Business and explained exactly what's going on with the wall and the funding.
Why couldn't we get 25 in? Because Congress wouldn't give it to us. We've asked for between 20 and 25 for all of the wall construction, and Congress simply refused to do that. We begged them, literally, to try and work with us on coming up with a fix for DACA and for immigration that would allow us then to package that with spending for the wall, and they simply refused to do it. I continue to believe the Democrats do not want an immigration fix before the elections because they want it as an issue. We want to fix things. They want to run on elections. Anyway, so for this year, again, we've asked for about $1.7 billion at least in the budget that we're working on now. The money from 17 is already on the ground. Wall is being built today. There's 30-foot wall going up along the border. The money that we just got in the Omni is starting to flow through the system. So it's not like there's no money being spent on a wall. It is. What we've asked for is all of the money for all of the wall at one time, and they've simply refused to work with us.
And finally, back on this date in 1794, the United States Post Office was established. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.